and put, a lot of times they just put three nails to a shingle.
How many would it take?
The smallest number should be four. We always put six on special type roofs. Now, if it just average roof, it just put four. But I like six better than four. They'll hold better. And a lot of people don't know about the moon for any phase of work. They don't pay no attention. Sometimes they work on Sunday. I don't do that. But there's a certain time of the moon you can put the fanciest shingle you can find on. That particular time they'll turn up like a rat's ear. A lot of people say, ha, ha. I said, all right, give it 60 days and you'll have to re-roof it because it won't lay down. It stands up. It curves up. I talked with a young boy week before last about that. He said, I want the shingles of gold. I know. They're just as new as any of the rest of them you had on the house. You just you tack them on that particular day and it changed the next day and they lay down right. He laughed at me.
The position of the moon.
Yeah. They'll do it. You can tack them on this time of the moon, they'll curl up, and one day later, they'll lay down flat. Yeah. I said, you can dig a hole also on a certain time of moon, and you won't have enough dirt to fill it. You dig the next one, you'll have dirt left. Same size, same depth and all. Same size post in it.
Did you do a lot of your work according to
the... Oh, yes, ma'am. And don't paint just any time of the year.
Mm-hmm. February. When's the best time to paint?
Right now, February. It'll stay on longer and won't crack half as bad. A lot of people in their work, they get to it like Tuesday, they go to paint. And they've done away with the regular lead. People wouldn't feed the children right, and they got to eating the lead off of the house, and the government done away with it, killing too many. A hungry child gonna eat anything. Maybe once in a while he eat a little dirt. That'll help him. But laying all jokes aside, we're flying too fast. Hiding, covering up a lot of our work, we ought to do right all the way through the houses and everything else we do would work better, last longer. But that's the way to go.
If you were starting to build a house and you had somebody else with you and you had to pick out the 10 most important tools or things that you would have to have, other than the kind of wood and things like this, but the tools that you would need to build a house during the time that you were building them, what would you say would be the most important things you have to have, tool-wise?
Well, your hammers and saws.
Any special kind of saw you would need?
Well, if you'd want a skill saw, and you'd want some hand saws on the job, and you'd also want miter saws, which is another skill saw. And then there's so many things. You'd need chisels, coping saws. Well, and two, above all, you'd need your framing square, a good one, not just the average, one you can read on both sides. And two sawhorses, don't forget them, cause most now in the finished job, you have to have sanding machines. In your paint job, your paint brushes, all your rollers. And that just about covers it. Just about covers it.
Who were the people that you worked with when you were doing carpenter work?
It starts with...
Can you say something about his ability?